This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live and direct with What's on Your Mind from Williston, North Dakota today. We're at the Sabin West Metal Corporation in Williston, North Dakota. I had no idea it existed until I saw it on Congressman Kevin Cramer's schedule today. And since we had a talk radio town hall scheduled, I said, the best day I ever have in North Dakota is walking through the doors of a business I've never been to before. It's what I love to do. It's what I live to do. So I got to do that moments ago, and in just a little while, we'll meet the man behind Sabin Metal, a gentleman by the name of Andy Sabin, who is internationally known in the precious metal refinery business. So where we're at today is a refinery for precious metals. And, of course, many of those precious metals are used in the drilling process in the oil and gas operation. But I talked to one of Andy's team here, and I said, well, tell me the story. And he said, well, this was acquired by Sabin Metal, and they had facilities all over. And originally the idea was to buy the equipment and move it to one of our other facilities or to New York. And we quickly found out the workforce in North Dakota is superior. So it didn't move. It stayed right here, and they do good work as part of the larger Sabin Metal family. So we'll meet Andy Sabin today. He's also a big Donald Trump supporter. I read an article in the New York Times recently about him. Huge Donald Trump supporter, but he's also a big environmentalist. So interesting mix there, because that normally is thought to be the crowd that supports folks on the left. So we'll meet him today. Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley will be here to update us on what's happening with the Dakota Access Pipeline next hour. We are doing the Talk Radio Town Hall in the first hour today because of Congressman Cramer's schedule here at Sabin Metal. So let me welcome to the program Congressman Kevin Cramer for yet another Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello, sir.
Hey, good to be with you. Thanks for accommodating my weird little schedule and for coming to Williston and meeting my friend Andy.
Yeah, no, looking forward to it today. It'll be a fun day for sure. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
As he always is. Todd and I were, we shut the lights off last night. About what, Todd? Midnight? I forget, but it just never ends.
I was still up at 4, so.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, my.
I'm wide awake. I love coffee.
You know,
oh, my.
Someday we'll talk about what happens because of a situation like the Dakota Access Pipeline protest when you are in a business like we are in. Because, yeah, you know, if you're covering the news, if you're doing a talk show, it's all consuming.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do nothing but try and say, okay, what happened there? When? Who do we get? You know, it's just,
well,
and then what I do is like 1% of what government officials are doing or the law enforcement officials. So it's just pretty incredible. So,
well, not everybody in your business gets consumed by things like this. Not everybody's as curious as you are, and that's a little bit of the problem in America today, you know. So
I love that word, curious. Our mutual friend Enoch Thorsgaard.
Yes, oh, God rest his soul, what a great guy. Oh,
remember the talk radio town hall we did at his farm?
I do.
That was one of the all-time greats.
That was one of the all-time greats.
Talk radio town hall right in his office on the Thorsgaard farm, Sunny Acres up there. And my friendship with Enoch started with a trip around his feedlot.
Yep.
And, you know, he was saying how things worked. I said, every feedlot I've ever been to has a sea of cement. I don't see any cement. He said, they all go broke.
That's right.
Because they pay too much for cement. You don't need it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why do they need it and you don't? And he explained it. And I said, well, how'd you figure that out? He said, aren't you curious? And I felt very inferior at that point. At that moment, I said, I'm going to be more curious. So
curiosity
is a good trait.
Very good trait. Certainly somebody in your business is very important in my business. I'm always amazed when I meet politicians or public servants who are not curious. The thing I think, there are 100 Enoch Thorsgaard stories we shouldn't start, but Did he show you how he fed his cattle with the waste, potato waste from the Simplot plant?
Incredible.
In Grand Forks? Think of it.
Simplot was so happy and he's feeding his cows with what they would have otherwise thrown away and cost them a lot more money to do.
Right.
And, you know, treat and all the things they had to do with it. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
No, and he thought of all that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Anyway, Congressman Kramer is here. It is the Talk Radio Town Hall. Manny is on the phones. Manny's the man.
Manny the man.
So give Manny a call, and all you say is, my name is Bob. I'm from Brussels, and I'd like to talk to Congressman Kramer and ask him about, you know, Donald Trump. Whatever it is, Manny will take that. He doesn't have much more time than that. You tell him your name, where you're from, and the topic, and he will put you in queue, and everybody gets on the air on the Talk Radio Town Hall. So give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I have a million things to ask you. I'm going to save the big question for last. It's the one everybody wants me to ask you, but I am in the radio business, and we are rewarded by how many people listen and how long they listen. So I'm not going to ask you the question everybody wants me to ask you first. I'm going to ask that last.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then they have to keep listening.
I like it.
To either 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG, KTGO in Tioga, or KLTC in Dickinson, right? So keep listening for the big question. But here's my first question for you today on the program. Did you read the Minot Daily News yesterday?
I did.
Did you read the editorial?
I did.
What do you think of it?
I loved it. I loved that it challenges all of us to do more, to utilize a little righteous indignation, which is appropriate at times and certainly appropriate in the DAPL, anti-DAPL riot activity, once known as peaceful protests, never really lived up to that, but the rioting, and it called the North Coast public officials, including me, to account, and saying
strongly,
oh yes,
and was very critical of Heidi Heitkamp, mainly because of a quote of hers that was in the same paper the same day.
Yeah.
As well. So you think the chastising may be too strong? You think the stern warning from, in this case, an editorial page for you and your colleagues is appropriate?
I think it's totally appropriate. It was a respectful admonition, but it was clear. It was crystal clear. We have got to stop coddling the criminals. I don't believe I have, but I appreciate others now speaking out along the same lines. Scott, I've said this so many times, and I'll say it again. What we're experiencing in North Dakota is the downslide of our culture. We are living in a time, especially the last 8 years, with a president and his appointees as attorney general, starting with Eric Holder and now with Loretta Lynch, who somehow think that breaking the law and enforcing the law are morally equivalent. They are not.
Okay, I'm completely with you. Couldn't agree anymore. But I think the idea, and I do it every day, I say this is a problem of the federal government's making. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times.
You're right.
Okay, but the point is, they know that. Barack Obama knows exactly what he's doing.
That's by design.
Heidi Heitkamp can pound on his table, and she should, by the way, because she's the only one that actually ought to be listened to as the lone Democrat in the congressional delegation from North Dakota. But he's not going to listen, so we can talk to her blue in the face. He's not going to do anything, right?
Well, I don't think he will, but I'm not sure that the former has happened. So my point being, the point of a bipartisan congressional delegation is to always have sway with whatever party's in the White House, right? I mean, that's the point. So, yeah, one would think.
Well, that should be the value. Now, I've just in my inbox got an email here from, who did this come from? Don Ken at Senator Hoven's office that is headlined, Hoven, Kramer, Dalrymple, Mr. President, approve the pipeline easement without further delay, support law enforcement. So, on this point, this is obviously some breaking news here. You've written a letter to President Obama?
Yeah, we did. Yesterday we worked on a letter. I guess we sent it out this morning. We were hoping to have the whole delegation sign it. Basically telling the president, get off your backside and uphold the law.
Let me read it.
Uphold the law.
We call on you again to direct the Army Corps of Engineers to approve without further delay the final federal easement for Lake Oahe crossing of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Further, in the strongest terms possible, we recommend you provide federal law enforcement resources immediately to state and local agencies in order to maintain public safety, which has been threatened by ongoing and oftentimes violent protest activity. These resources are essential to prevent further destruction on and surrounding federal lands. The pipeline, which is already 98% complete in North Dakota and 86% complete overall, has undergone years of thorough state regulatory review and extensive federal environmental assessment, which found no significant environmental impact. In fact, the pipeline will be sited within an existing right-of-way that already includes a natural gas pipeline and a high-voltage electric transmission line. Twice challenged and twice upheld, including by your own appointees, federal courts found that the Army Corps had followed the appropriate process, the tribe was properly consulted, and the project could lawfully proceed. As a former constitutional law professor, you certainly understand there is no legal reason to withhold this easement. I love that. Further, you must respect the rule of law and help the state of North Dakota protect its citizens. Your inaction on the pending easement has created undue hardship and uncertainty for area residents, private landowners, tribal members, construction workers, and law enforcement personnel. We have seen instances of trespassing, vandalism, theft, and fire on privately owned ranch land. Residents have endured the challenges caused by roads being blocked or closed, either by protest activity or law enforcement's response to it, to ensure safety at a time when farmers and ranchers are busy harvesting, hauling hay, shipping calves, and moving their herds from summer pasture. More of the letter after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door, a handshake accompanied by a warm hello, full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these, large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
On your mind, we're in Williston today. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. The Talk Radio Town Hall in Hour 1. Your calls, questions, comments, ready for him. You can text Todd. He's always ready for those texts at 701-226-8503. If you want to leave Congressman Kevin Cramer a message, if you want to Leave us a comment. You can also do that. Real easy. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Kind of a time saver if you want. Obviously, some folks like to talk one-on-one, and we love you. We're glad you're there. So, Daryl and Douglas, Chad and Fargo, and Dave traveling I-94, you're the first three to go, and others, welcome. I have one line open at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. So, I'm reading this letter that you have written to President Obama, and I want to finish this. We started with two things today, and we'll get to the calls in just a second. First thing was Minot Daily News yesterday calling on our elected leaders to do more. I have it up on my Facebook page. Read that editorial if you didn't read the Minot Daily News. I believe it's very, very good. Second thing was breaking news. This letter has just been sent to the White House from Congressman Cramer, Senator Hoeven, and Governor Dalrymple. And I'll just finish it here talking about the ag impacts. In addition, law enforcement is investigating cases of butchered, mutilated, injured, and missing cattle, horses, and bison in areas adjacent to sites occupied by protesters. Final paragraph. In accordance with the finding of the Army Corps environmental assessment and court decisions, we call on you to direct the Army Corps to follow established regulatory criteria and approve the final easement for the Dakota Access Pipeline crossing at Lake Oahe. In addition, we recommend federal resources be deployed expeditiously to protect people and property in the area of the violent protest. Sincerely, Congressman Kevin Cramer, Governor Jack Dalrymple, and Senator John Hoeven. Why isn't Senator Heitkamp on this letter?
When we do a delegation letter like this, we run it by everybody, and you either sign off or you don't, and evidently she chose not to on this letter.
Oof. Do these letters do any good?
I think they do. I'll tell you, Scott, what they do. I don't know that they're going to move Barack Obama. I mean, let's face it. He is the problem. He's had two lawless attorneys general. He intervened in a lawful activity after a permit was issued. Several people like to claim that the permit was never issued. The permit was issued to go under Lake Oahe. The easement was not, although it's been ready for a long time. As the letter says, judges in the court in the District of Columbia have ruled in favor of the company, have opined that they have exceeded their requirements.
And his comment days before the election was, let's let it play out.
In other words, let's let the rioting continue.
It's a dog whistle.
When you enable illegal activity, you encourage illegal activity. The enabling began when the Corps of Engineers themselves allowed protesters to violate trespassing laws. Something you and I, we couldn't put a tent on Corps land without being thrown out, Scott. We couldn't go fishing on Core land without permission.
So back to my original point, I want to go to the calls. Why bother? He's not. I like it because at least the news media has to report on it. And by the way, all this stuff should be in every article.
Well,
you know how when journalists write an article, they always refer back to how it began and everything else.
Yeah.
They've forgotten so much of what's happened in this thing.
No.
It's insane.
No.
So I like it that it establishes a narrative.
It does.
But we have to fix this problem without any utopian view that the federal government is going to lift one stinking finger until Donald Trump's president.
So there's always the chance that the political pressure, what was once a negotiation is now pressure, is now intense pressure, that somehow as Barack Obama or Loretta Lynch or Sally Jewell, who I think is the really biggest problem.
Somebody finds religion in that group
that they see it and get scared and think, you know, if these guys are going to be out there telling the truth, maybe we better be a little more careful. If the truth starts, what if MSNBC finds out the truth? What if the New York Times...
Be exposed for the frauds they are.
Exactly. Okay. Right. There's that, but there's also the other thing, Scott, and that is, it is important because what you just said, there is going to be a new president soon. And I will have talked to him about this. I have already communicated with who's going to be the new attorney general. The about within the hour of Jeff Sessions being named the new attorney general, I contacted him to congratulate him and to bring this to his attention, and realizing he's not in a position yet to talk about issues in front of the attorney general, front of the Department of Justice. I've informed him of the history that's led up to this, and I told him I will be at the front of the line on January 20th or whatever day he's confirmed by the United States Senate, asking for full reimbursement from the Department of Justice for the law enforcement costs that have been taken on by the state of North Dakota and the counties and the other
and that's important, because this is ridiculous. The taxpayers should not pick up a dime. I believe Standing Rock Sioux Tribe should also be responsible.
Well, they should be. They've
Is that blood from a turnip, or is that what, I mean?
I'm afraid it is. I mean, the only thing I can think of is that they are in line for, in fact, it's almost, I think, somewhat completed, but there's probably still some money outstanding to complete their water intake facility. I suppose that
for the life of me, I can't understand why we don't have a lawyer somewhere in the Capitol that can actually say, wait a minute, they're getting millions of dollars online for an illegal enterprise? Let's go grab those dollars. This is a war. And we're not fighting it. That's one for another day. Let me go to the calls. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Daryl and Douglas, you're first to go on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott and Congressman Kramer. I couldn't resist calling in today as Daryl with NDFB. And just a quick comment
I mistaked you for Daryl from Daryl's Racing Pigs. But anyway...
You can go either way today. It's all good.
silly me, I should see Daryl and Douglas and know that we have the president of the Farm Bureau calling us here. But
I actually knew that.
Did you? Okay, all right. Yeah. Your question, sir.
Well, I got just a comment, a couple comments before I get to my question for Congressman Kramer. But we were the first organization to really call out leadership and say, you know, let's assert our sovereignty. We talked about it when it comes to regulations and that are overreach. But in the case of providing the law enforcement and enforcing the law, that we have that capability here in the state, and we're the first one to say, hey, let's take a more aggressive action on that. Secondly, though, I think let's talk about that law enforcement and the thanks. Since we're in a Thanksgiving week here, the true thankfulness that we have to have for those very professional men and women that have been on that front line, that have been in those dispatch headquarters, that are in the decision-making processes on how to handle this, those folks and their families right now are going to be separated on this day tomorrow, that the rest of us are going to be gathered around a table enjoying the bounty of the natural resources our farmers have put out there for us to enjoy. And I think that we really need to focus on the thankfulness of how they've conducted themselves, that there hasn't been a catastrophic point to this where there's been deaths or anything else, unlike a lot of other situations that we've had in the last few years across the country.
No, they're the,
and I think that's very important.
Yeah, you couldn't be more right. You couldn't be more right, Daryl. That's they have been the difference for this not being Ferguson.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is absolutely incredible. I think you had a question. Do you want to get in for Kevin? Hang tight. We'll do that after the break. More coming up from Williston.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
For you guys, maybe you could talk to the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, the ones that want these rioters to leave, and the police, and maybe they together could make a stand in front of them and say it's time to go, and make sure the media gets that to the rest of the nation to prove that the Standing Rock tribe does not want these rioters here. They want them to leave. Now, if that was the headline on the news, we could get a different narrative.
Interesting idea, and I believe every day we get up, we're in day, 105 now, of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. I believe every day we get up, there are more people from Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, even in positions of authority. We've had these calls from Addie Toledo, who is a part of this advisory council that's been there. And she, by the way, is now connected with your office as well.
She is, yeah.
Congressman Kramer, there are growing voices from Standing Rock saying enough. The dispute Sunday night, Monday, went into Monday. It finally ended when a group of elders went down there and said, get off the bridge. Stop this. You know, so I think
what happened, frankly, I think it's a great idea. If somebody could actually pull it off, I think it'd be a great idea. And I might suggest the best place to do it would be in front of Jane Fonda's serving table, at Thanksgiving dinner.
There you go.
So that everybody sees it, including the New York Times. Now, I've been on some national radio shows where these supposedly embedded national reporters, it's as though they have no clue what's really going on. Because they have their own narrative that they come in with, and that's the story they're going to tell regardless of the truth.
We're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. The best thing, the most important thing for your health is your sleep, folks. You're not getting good sleep, you're going to have health issues. That's why we love our listeners. We want you to get a good night's sleep and be healthier. So, we have a heck of a deal for you. It is the 4-pack special. Best premium offer ever, the 4-pack special, $99.98. So you get the two premium pillows, not the one you can buy at the Walmart. That's the cheapo. This is the premium. This is the best, okay? Only sold online and through our special telephone number. And then the two go-anywhere pillows. So it's like $180 in savings. Great Christmas gift. And now the money-back guarantee goes till March. So whoever you give them to, they like it, they don't like it, you know. It's like giving the gift receipt. It's fabulous. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. Call them, buy them. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right. Daryl Douglas, did you have a question you wanted to ask Kevin before we let you go?
So, Congressman Cramer, what is there anything that the current administration or, you know, under the control of the current administration, the Corps, or anyone could do that could jeopardize the ability of the Trump administration being able to clear this up, you know, sooner rather than later, that would draw it out? Because they see things on the internet that, that say, oh, they could do this and it's going to draw it out or that. And, of course, if it's on the internet, it's all true, you know. So I just wanted to see what you thought or had thoughts, if there's anything that we got to be watchful for that could delay this even further.
Okay, I hate to even talk about it out loud because we might tip them off to an idea, but I don't think we can surprise them. The one thing that, that I have some concern about is if he wanted to really be a horse's back end, he could declare that area a national monument. That's the one thing under the Antiquities Act, the power the president has is to declare a monument, which, as you know, Bill Clinton did millions of acres of monuments, and this president's done, he's doubled down on that even. So that would be the one, that would be a problem.
Wasn't that part of the reason they wanted the sacred gathering of all these tribes for the first time in however many years?
To create a historical event or something
right.
like that.
And that was part of the push there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I suspect that's the case, but I don't know.
I don't think so,
but the president has a lot of discretion on determining that. I just think anything he would do at this point, it would be so transparently stupid and beyond the pale that we'd find a way quickly through, you know, legislation to undo it in a heartbeat.
Daryl, appreciate the call. We're going to keep rolling here. Chad in Fargo for Congressman Cramer. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Congressman Cramer.
Hi, Chad.
The thing with that letter, I don't think he's even going to read your letter. He'll probably go to the shredder because you're behind your names is an R, which I don't think he likes. But
Before you ask your question, that's my point on Heidi Heitkamp. That's been my point all along. I know people think, oh, Scott, you're conservative, so therefore you're going to attack Heidi Heitkamp. I like Heidi Heitkamp. I think she is a nice person. Politically, I couldn't be more of a political opposite than her. She comes from a worldview that is so foreign to anything I believe that it's just. But I'm saying I could be in a room and have a soda with Heidi Heitkamp in a heartbeat. I'm not doing this to be mean, to be critical, to take advantage of anything. I'm saying, please, for the love of God, somebody's going to get killed. Do something with your power. You were elected, running around in TV ads saying you'd take on the Obama administration when they needed it. That case being Keystone XL Pipeline. Here happens to be another pipeline, and he's asleep at the switch. You're a Democrat. Your calls actually get returned. Use it. Do something with it. Instead, I think what she's doing is, you know, I don't want to make Native Americans mad. I got to be careful about the environmentalists. I don't know you. She's politically gaming this thing rather than putting her name on that letter that you did and actually having the D behind their name. Now, does he listen to her more than you guys? I don't know. Maybe a little bit more. But try. At least try. Am I wrong, Kevin, on that? Am I going too far?
Well, you may not, in my mind, you may not be going far enough. I do think that you, when you're a member of the president's party, your objection to his position has extra weight.
Right.
Not just because of the influence that you have as a friendly, if you will, person who supports him, but because it looks worse to everybody else if his own party is making the case against his position. It has more weight. But that said, that's not going to keep me from speaking out. Even if my R is
dismissed,
I'm still a congressman. I'm the only one from this state. But Chad has a question, I think.
Go ahead, Chad.
I do have one more question for you. Is Donald Trump, is he listening to anybody? I'm very, very alarmed. I understand he's not in office yet. However, the thing is that so the people he's appointing, so the people that he is putting out there, and they were never friends of Donald Trump. Is he going to the Obamacare? He has gotten so costly we can't afford it. The question is that is he gonna just massage it, think it's gonna go away, or is he the real deal, or is this a guy just that talks on both sides of his mouth like some of our people that run for office?
Yeah, I hear you. I think he's the real deal in this sense that he is a person of action.
I think the reality of certain things might be hitting right now. He clearly wants to be the president to all the people. But that said, Chad, the proof will be in the results, and he's going to have a Republican Congress that's both going to help him and hold him accountable. And you're going to hold me accountable. So we're going to keep the pressure on, especially on things like Obamacare.
Chad,
how about Hillary Clinton?
What about Hillary Clinton?
How about Hillary Clinton's email?
Yeah, let's talk about that a minute. What he did, what we know of what he has done, and most of that has come through other people. I guess he did tell the New York Times yesterday is he wrong to take... I happen to believe less has been taken off the table than we're being led to believe in the media, based on what he said. But, I mean, some people are ticked that, hey, wait a minute, you run around and say, lock her up, and now you're saying they're good people and we don't want to do anything? What are you doing? What's your reaction to his decision?
My sense is, first of all, I think with regard to the Hillary Clinton thing, my sense is that he's prioritizing what he wants to get done in his first 100 days or his first couple of years even in office. And those priorities include, you know, replacing or fixing Obamacare, building a wall, securing our border, building up our military, creating jobs and wealth opportunities for Americans. If those are higher priorities than convicting Hillary Clinton. That said, I mean, there are other avenues, there are other things going on. I do think, Scott, we all need to be we need to give them a little more room to maneuver the choppy waters of a divided, of a divided country. But at the same time, we love him for the fact that his rhetoric so crystal clear. So
let's keep our powder dry, yeah. Chad. Yeah. Everything you said, I'm going to agree with you if I believe it's real. But I will tell you this. I'm done listening to the Fox News Channel and believing anything. I think Fox News Channel is right now more worried about their credibility with the New York Times, CBS, NBC, and ABC, and the fellow cocktail party, Manhattan crowd, than they are about their audience that brought them to this dance. Right? I mean, one example. You mentioned Obamacare. You know what he said on Obamacare? Nothing any Republican that wants to repeal and replace hasn't said a million times. There are parts of Obamacare, pre-existing conditions.
Right.
26 and under.
Right.
Remain on your plan. We're always in a plan. So now the media loves to go, oh, he's keeping Obamacare. He is not keeping Obamacare. I mean, so that story was way overblown.
Right.
Way overblown. A lot of that happens. So you got to be careful about the media. That's all I'm saying. Let's keep going here. Dave's traveling I-94 for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, let's just get rid of the R and the D here for a minute. Since when have we become a nation that can plan terrorist attacks off of federal land? I mean, we have officials that took an oath to serve and protect its citizens, and we're allowing this to happen, and we have to have our state law enforcement agencies defend our citizens from something that, in my opinion, is a federal attack against the citizens. Clean it up. The president took an oath, enforce it. And our delegation in Washington and all the other delegations from all the other states, stand on your feet and correct this. The country just spoke during an election where both the R&Ds didn't want the guy that got elected to win the seat. It's time to get to work, people. If we can't get to work, we'll send our kids there.
So a couple of things. After the election, the current president still is the president and commander-in-chief until the new president's sworn in. So in terms of, changing the policy in one day, you don't get to do that. Unfortunately, it's not like other countries where it's immediate. So Barack Obama still is the commander-in-chief. He's still the landlord of the core land. But I would go, I'd go even further back and say this. I do think that there's still this opportunity for a state action, even though it's on federal land. In fact, I would
here's what Dave's saying. Let me translate what Dave's saying. Do something. You have all the ammunition you need. Don't wait for the federal government because they're not going to help us.
Right.
Do something. And I think that's where a lot of people are at right now.
I agree.
Do something before somebody gets killed.
Yeah, Bill, honey.
Well, and right, but the something might lead to somebody getting killed. I think that's part of the challenge. But I would submit to you, and I've said this for years. I don't personally believe that damn river belongs to the Corps of Engineers. I think it belongs to the state of North Dakota. And at some point, I'd like for us to assert what we believe to be our sovereignty as a state.
Well, if you want to assert it. start drilling.
Now's the
start
time.
Boring. Yeah. Let's call the question, if you will. Bruce and Mandan has a question on the 10th Amendment. That might be right in this exact wheelhouse when we come back on What's on Your Mind. We're in Williston today. Sabin Metal West Corporation with Congressman Kevin Cramer. More after this.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Brian. At 58, doctors told me I had the heart of a 37-year-old man. They told me that after my heart transplant surgery. If you're a smoker, here are some tips in case that happens to you. First, you have to quit smoking before you can get on a list for a transplant. So quit now. And never feel sorry for yourself. I don't. I only feel sorry for that 37-year-old man.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of knowing CPR and first aid for common hunting injuries.
Things that you can do, like with a broken bone, knowing when to move them, when not to move them. We're looking at an impalement. Never remove anything that's impaled in your body. The big one is heart attack. A lot of people that are out hunting, it's probably the one time of the year that they're exercising, and so they overexert themselves and have a heart attack. In rural North Dakota, 90% of the time it takes an ambulance at least 20 minutes to arrive on the scene. So it's really important that the people that you're hunting with have basic skills of CPR so that they can actually do those compressions and give breath until EMS gets there for you.
To register for a first aid and CPR class, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, live from Williston today. Sabin West Metal Corporation with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Full bank of calls, so we're going to keep cranking here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Brought to you today in part by our friends at B-Mobile, and they know all about what's coming right after Thanksgiving. That's right. I know we're thinking about Turkey Day, and I'm fired up for it. I can hardly wait. Going to leave for Grand Forks bright and early tomorrow, and Agnes Hammerlick can make a mean turkey, I'm telling you, Kevin.
Can she?
Yeah, are you going to be in Kindred, or are you going to...
I'm thinking about Grand Forks.
Are you really? Yeah, come along. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you. And, you know what comes after Thanksgiving? Shopping.
Really?
Yeah. I have some shoppers in my family. They love to shop. Oh, they love
I did
shop.
The Black Friday thing one time.
It's way too much brain damage. I don't. I don't mind how they get excited about it.
I think it's cool.
Our daughter Haley's 13. She's fired up. She's, you know, can't wait to do it. So, anyway, I'm going to try and talk her into going to B-Mobile this year because they have this rewarding holiday program where you can shop without the chaos. They have the Be Rewarded program. And it is for everyone. Special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and so much more. And a great way to shop without the chaos. Weekly offers that are exclusive to folks that are in the Be Rewarded program. So to find out, that's all through December. So no hassle. Forget the long lines and the huge crowds. Be Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Find a location near you at bemobile.com. And trust me, they are near you. All right, 10 before the top of the hour. Who did I say was next? We haven't got a text in for a while, and I do want to do that. Texter says, ouch, Minot Daily News editorial, you're right on what they say about Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Remind me what they said. Let me find this. Okay, so we talked about this at the top of the show. Minot Daily News has said, time for elected leaders to do more. Governor Dalrymple and our D.C. contingent of Senator Hoeven and Heitkamp and Representative Kramer need to decide who is going to end this and how, they write. That is, if they can even find an opinion on it. In this issue of the Minot Daily News, you'll find a statement from Heitkamp that demonstrates that she can't bring herself to call a riot, and oppose roving gangs of criminals. Our leaders continue to lose any moral authority they have ever had. And the rioters? Their moral credibility was gone long ago.
You know, it's interesting. The other day I was on a different radio show, a public radio program, and I referred to the rioters. I wasn't
aware there are other radio shows.
I know. Okay. But anyway, and I referred to rioters, and the interviewer said, well, I suppose that depending on your perspective, you could call them, you know, peaceful protesters or rioters, and said, that's the problem. There's not a moral equivalent between breaking the law and enforcing the law, except in our new culture, promoted by our president and his attorney general and his cabinet and Democrats in Congress, who somehow think that there's a moral equivalent between burning equipment and using the equipment for legal commerce. We used to be a nation of virtues. Now it's a matter of perspective.
And, you know, I get that that's infecting a lot of places in this country.
Yeah.
It doesn't very often affect here.
Not so far.
And that's what really worries me, because I think the media has been affected with that bug.
There's no question about it.
Our North Dakota media, in my mind, has been abysmal on this story. The traditional media. I really believe that. When this is all done, let's go back and look at the timeline of what happened. Factually, here's the data. What happened when? And let's look at how it was being reported. And then let somebody else decide other than me, because I'm biased. But another texter. Congressman Kramer and Scott, do you think Obama going to Standing Rock last year was in any way associated with the riots now?
I don't know if it was associated with the riots per se, but I do think it's affected his ability to view this thing objectively. There seems to be something.
Well, his sister is getting $200,000 from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe to sue law enforcement. Dave Archambault's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the connection to her, she worked for Obama. Her name is Joni Gillette. Longest policy advisor to Obama of the entire administration. In other words, there's sway there.
Right.
So I'm connecting the dots would be my answer. Senator Kramer, says the next texter. Okay, that's interesting.
Please.
It goes to my big question.
I prefer higher standing.
Anyway.
President Kramer?
No. Congressman is good. Kevin, I prefer.
My dad passed away back in 2010. He was he was retired from civil service, but was in the Air Force, and never received any of his retirement that he's entitled to from the Air Force. That's all I have, but you have people in your office that work on very things like this, right?
We do. Randy Richards is a master at helping people with those kinds of issues, so I would encourage you to call the Grand Forks office, or just call any of my offices, and they'll hook you up with Randy. In fact, let me just give you the Grand Forks number here is 701-738-4880.
Bruce and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Good morning, Congressman Kramer.
Hi, Bruce.
Thank you, sir, for all the work you've been doing down there and all the efforts you've been trying to make to solve this problem. But I'd like to know when we're going to institute the 10th Amendment and assert states' rights here and take control of this situation. Clearly, the president is not doing it. The National Guard is ignoring their responsibility. The Attorney General is ignoring her responsibility. It's time we get the National Guard out there, put concertina wire around that entire encampment, and let the good people out. After 100-and-something days, we know who the good people are. Let that, the ones that are truly praying, get them out of there, keep the bad ones in, and then under the domestic terrorist rules, consider what to do with these people and deal with them appropriately, because this lawlessness is just encouraging all of the young people in this state to say, well, why obey the law?
That's an interesting point, Bruce. We're running up against the clock. Hang on for the answer on the other side of the break. Can you stay on?
Sure.
I have a big question for you. Okay. We'll get to that. Don't go away.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Harrow, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers on all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/ndda.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.